morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everybody to PDG's second quarter 2013 results conference call. Today with us, we have Mr. Carlos Piani, CEO, and Mr. Marco Queirala, CFO, and Mr. Guido Lemos, IR officer, and Mr. Renato Barbosa, IR manager. We would like to inform you that this event is recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After PDG's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session for analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during the call, please press star 0 to reach the operator. We would like to inform that questions can be asked by telephone, so if you are connected through the webcast, you should email your questions directly to the IR team through ri@pdg.com.br. Today's live webcast, including both audio and slideshow, may be accessed through PDG's website at www.pdg.com.br/IR, and the presentation is available for download at the website. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements will be made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of PDG management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of PDG and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Carlos Piani, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Carlos Piani, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us on our second quarter conference call. Given the number of non-recurring events in the quarter, our agenda will be divided differently this time. In the first part, I'll give a quick brief on the management of the company over the last three quarters and the impact of the restructuring process in our results. Then Marco Queirala, our CFO, will comment on the results of the quarter. And finally, we'll open for Q&A. Before we start, I would like to highlight that as of the first quarter of 2013, our financial statements are following the rules related to IFRS issue in 2011 and applicable after starting 2013. However, we're still presenting our operating unaudited information according to the proportional consolidation criteria, excluding the stake from our subsidiary in Argentina, TGLT. So, starting with the comments of the manager over the last three quarters. After three quarters working at PDG, I would like to briefly describe our initiatives in the period and where we are in the restructuring process. We're currently revising PDG's five pillars: strategy, structure, people, rewards, and processes. We started by redefining our strategy, mission statement, vision, values, and where we want to be in the future. Today, we have a clear goal of where we want to be and how we will get there. We chose priority segments and regions and also defined the size and profitability of the operation we want to run in the medium term. Based on these new directions, we defined a new structure, fully integrated with regional and strong teams, abandoning the structures of previously acquired companies. We were able to fulfill all key positions in this new structure. We practically changed all the company's leadership. We currently have an experienced team with proven execution capabilities that are compatible with the size of our challenge. Concerning rewards, we concluded and implemented a single compensation scheme in terms of fixed and variable compensation linked to the company's goals. In addition, we developed an incentive plan to the construction workers, aiming at incentivizing cost reduction in the works, respecting at the same time quality and safety criteria. A percentage of this cost reduction will be directly allocated to the involved employees. We believe that with clear goals and rewards in place, we will be better aligned with our employees, and we will also be more efficient in our execution. The new compensation policy will be included in a long-term incentive proposal based on stock option program that we will put on vote for our board of directors before the third quarter of this year. With the new team in place, we started to face the key company, the company's key processes, aiming at increasing efficiency and profitability and decreasing financial and execution risk. Today, I'll focus in three of them, the more operational ones, which have impacted our quarterly results. The first process we started to work on was construction execution. That is where most of our company, of the company's proceeds are used. We divided it in two groups, development with ongoing construction and developments whose works have not been yet initiated. In the first group, we revised all 280 ongoing works at the end of 2012 and made adjustments in 84% of them. In the fourth quarter of last year, we carried out a budget adjustment in part of them, which increased the outstanding cost of works to 6.6 billion reais at the end of 2012. During the first semester, we were able to conclude almost 50 construction sites without cost overruns. We also started to analyze our launches whose construction works do not start yet. We defined a new investment policy with new operation and financial guidelines, as well as profitability and risk criteria for new projects. We used the same policy to evaluate launched and not yet initiated projects and decided to cancel 475 million reais in the fourth quarter of last year. Given the exit of some officers, we only resumed the revision of the balance of launched projects in last quarter, the second quarter of 2013, after the arrival of Antonio Guedes, our new COO. In this quarter, as Kerala will explain further, we decided to negotiate the sale or recall more 24 projects. This operation will have a low impact on cash generation in the short term and will be a greater benefit in the medium term due to the reduction in the outstanding cost of works and reducing the inventory of illiquid units. Additionally, there are still 19 projects under analysis, and we should reach a conclusion that we would, should reach a conclusion about during the third quarter of this year. With the conclusion of this analysis, we will finish the revision of projects under construction and projects to be initiated. We do not foresee any atypical adjustments in our budget or further abandoning of projects. Our focus will be on the execution of the remaining projects, and it's important to highlight that our construction works went down by 1.5 billion reais in the last 6 months, going down from 6.6 billion reais at the end of 2012 to 5.1 billion reais at the end of the second quarter. And with this focus on execution, we expect that this trend keeps strong until the end of 2014. The second process that we revised was the mortgage transfer and registration because of its importance in cash generation. We are redesigning the entire process and have already seen improvements in productivity and execution. From its inception, we decided to concentrate on the biggest issue in the process, which is the credit profile of our clients. As a consequence of these measures, we reach a higher volume of cancellations, with most of them occurring at the end of the quarter, so we did not have the time to resell these units. We have been efficient with the resale of these dissolutions, which have been around 70%, with a good proportion being located in well-sold projects, which lead us to believe that we will be successful with both the resale and the improvement of credit profile. The improvement process of the credit profile is still in progress, and we expect that the results of our actions to have some impact also in the coming quarters. The third process we directed our efforts to was sales. In this quarter, we changed key items of our commercial policy, such as credit approval criteria, distribution and standards of brokers' remuneration policy, and conditions of our price list, including the price increase of some developments. As a result, gross sales did not keep up with the same growth as last quarter, but we believe that in the third quarter, with the new With the new and already consolidated commercial policy in place, we will be able to resume growth in gross sales. Finally, I would like to highlight that all these initiatives were carried out, always prioritizing value generation and reduction in execution risk for the company, regardless of the accounting impacts. This is our commitment. This is how we believe we will rebuild a winner PDG. This is the end of the first part of the presentation, and I will turn the call now to Kerala, who will describe the operating and financial information of the quarter.
Good morning, everyone. Turning to page 2 on presentation in launch. Second quarter, we kept growth recovery of our launch. We launched 7 projects totaling $489 million, 26% higher than first quarter. Consolidated about 855 units were launched, representing 87% more than in the previous quarter, and excluding land parceling units from this map. We are still concentrated in the southeast area, which has accounted for more than 80% of the launch of the semester. Highlights were 3 launches in Rio de Janeiro, Marino in Niterói, Sloper downtown, a retrofit, and the second phase of Nova Penha, anticipated to do the success of the first phase of sales, 100% completed in the first quarter of this year. In terms of segments, more than 2/3 of the launch were concentrated in the middle or high income segment. I'd like to highlight, though, that the launch from 2013 have backlog margins of approximately 37%, much more in line with what we expect moving forward. Turning to next page, Piani has already spoken about the process behind the recalls. I'm going to talk a little bit about the impacts. The ones that we've already perceived in the second quarter were a reversal of 83 million reais in the income statement, a reduction of 58 million reais in the backlog results, reduction of 770 million reais in inventory at market value, an estimated disbursement, cash disbursement of 16 million reais from the recalls, and the reduction of 641 million reais in construction costs to be incurred. We still have 18 projects under analysis that can be either sold or canceled, related to the PSV launch amount of 825 million reais. In a conservative scenario, if they were all to be recalled, the estimated impact would be 36 million reais estimated cash dissolution disbursement and 420 million reais reduction in construction costs to be incurred. It is worth noting that these cancellations reinforce the operational and financial discipline guidelines as the pillars of what we believe to be a successful home builder. Decisions undertaken are 100% based on economic value creation of the company, despite of the accounting negative impact. In addition, this decision speed up the process of reducing construction works and the respective execution and controlling risks. Finally, these are projects with high and hard to sell inventory volume. Turning to the next page. The improvement in project and reduced cycle transfer and registration continue to show very representative improvements and hitting all targets in advance. These improvements are already being felt objectively in tight deadlines and increased productivity of the team involved. During the redesign of the macro process of the real estate credit area, we decided to integrate it to the policy and credit approval process upon sale. The purpose of this change is to align the credit ruler on selling to criteria and policies of the banks at the time of the transfer, thereby reducing the incidence of future cancellations. Despite this at first being a more restrictive policy that impacted second quarter sales, we believe it is an important achievement that will better align clients' credit cycle with PDG and reduce future cancellations. With that, in this quarter, we had gross sales of 853 million reais, out of which 74% was out of inventories. Also, the new credit policy made us to take preventive measures with customers, and not only at the transfer process, in order to increase success rates at the end of the construction timing. The policy was changed in the second half of June, when we canceled a high volume, 85% of the total cancellations of the second quarter of 373 million reais, and therefore there was no time for the resale of the units within the quarter. Accordingly, our net sales were impacted this quarter. Now, 2 very important observations about the cancellations made this year: the canceled units profile and the resale speed. Turning to the next page, this is a new disclosure we're given. The presentation basically shows that out of the 510 million reais that had been canceled, 409 were canceling units in projects with more than 70% of units sold. On the other hand, only 1 million was in completed units with less than 20% of sales. It is an indication that the cancellations are not taking place in hard and sell projects. This hypothesis is also corroborated by the quick sales and price gain and price gains brick and poles in the market. In summary, cancellations, we are exchanging a low-quality receivable for a high-quality inventory and quickly reselling within the new credit policy. Turning to the next page, we're given a little extra disclosure about our inventory. Key message of this slide is to demystify PDG's inventory quality in terms of delivery, regions, and percentage of projects sold point of view. We see that more than 50% of the company's inventory lies in projects over 60% sold. At the same time, less than 10% of the inventory is in completed projects or to be delivered in 2013 with less than 60% sold. Note that the 167 million reais completed with less than 20% sold are represented by a sold project, Domo Corporate, a corporate building where we have a purchase and sale agreement already signed with Caixa Econômica Federal. At the same time, when we take a look regionally, approximately 12% only of the inventory is located in the north, northeast, and midwest regions with less than 40% of sales. Turning to the next slide, I'd like to talk a little bit about the de-risking, completion of works, registration, and transfer. We continue to focus on delivering the works within time and cost with budget at the end of last year. We completed works in 8,404 units in the second quarter without any cost overruns. Altogether, we completed works on 20,640 units in this year, closing 36 active construction sites also without cost overruns. At the same time, we've registered 10,328 units in the semester, increasing by 50% the rate of the first quarter, result of a greater volume of works delivered and the focus of the new engineering board. It is worth noting the significant reduction of construction sites and de-risking plan for the next 12 months, with significant impact on cash flow and control complexity. When we arrived, we had more than 300 active construction sites. 1 year from now, PDG will have approximately 60 ongoing construction sites, taking into account the project launched by June 30. We have an important task and a major focus in the company in completing these works within the next 12 months, an essential step in reducing the company's risk and the deleveraging process. Finally, as already mentioned, our transfer area continues with high efficiency with reduced deadlines. We transferred 3,707 units in the quarter in line with our target for the year. Changing to page 10, in the quarter we had an increase in the net financial debt of 498 million reais, out of which 270 came from the operations, 160 from financial expense, and 70 million from the repurchase of a third-party credit guarantee by the company. We increased construction financing debt by 385 million in the quarter as a result of the focus of additional construction funding and a higher efficiency in the release process. At the same time, we reduced costs to be incurred by 945 million reais, increasing the net receivables in 365 million reais in the quarter. In the year, at the same time, the net financial debt increased by 796 million reais. The net receivables increased by a similar amount of 710 million reais, and cost to be incurred reduced by 1.5 billion reais. Turning to page 13 and 14, adjusted gross margins in the quarter was in line with reported backlog margins, both around 27%, again, reinforcing no overrun costs. 14% quarter-on-quarter drop in the G&A to 108 million reais reflects the company's effort towards adjusting the size of the operation to establish long-term strategic guidelines. We had a 25% increase in commercial expense in the quarter related to period launch and sales amortization of canceled projects. We had adjusted net loss of 87 million reais in the quarter and 81 million in the year. Non-recurring adjustments refer to market-to-market of the debenture issued and accounting adjustments of the recall projects. With that, I'd like to turn to the Q&A.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone at this or any time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star, then two. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. We do ask that when you pose your question that you pick up your handset to provide optimum sound quality.
Please hold while we pull for questions. Our first question comes from Javier Gayure with GBN. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for the call. I have a question regarding the leverage of the company, and I just want to get a bit of a color into what the strategy here going forward for the company, because if we look at it, you have a lot of projects to be delivered and to be built by 2014. So is this the level of debt and leverage that you'd be comfortable with in PDG?
Oh, say that we're close to the top, or it's not at the top of the indebtedness of the company, and I think that's what we're trying to present with that de-risking graph on the press release. Essentially, the balance sheet of the company still reflects 9 billion loans and construction sites ongoing from that period. A year from now, we would be running like at a third of that size. So the deleveraging is almost a given. Just to give you one example, on a quarterly basis, we have about R1 billion of construction costs, cash construction costs. A year from now, that is going to drop to R300 million. And it's just a function of the new size of the company. R1 billion is in line with R9 billion of loans, and R300 is in line with R2 billion in loans. So the deleveraging will almost be automatically and started a year from now. So the strategy, and just to reinforce, we are 100% focusing in deleveraging. As soon as we reach that point, the focus will be to deliver the balance sheet of the company, 2014 and 2015 for sure.
Okay. So we could expect a cash positive company by 2014?
Yes, absolutely.
That'll be a given.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to reinforce it, I'm always asked, how comfortable are you that 14 is going to be a positive cash flow year? There are basically two major lines that invert from what we are currently. So there's an inversion of about 700 to 800 million on a quarterly basis, just in terms of costs to be incurred. That in itself is a major shift. And then you have the additional revenues that come from the completion of these works and the transfer of the credit to the banks. So yes, absolutely, 2014 is a positive cash flow year.
Okay. Just a follow-up on that, to get the strategy correct. Are you guys expecting to post land sales or some kind of asset sale to refocus and regrouping the Southeast regions?
In terms of the projects?
Yeah, in terms of projects.
Yeah, essentially what we were doing is that we're re-underwriting every single project before breaking ground, before construction starts. When we decide that that's non-economical for us, the first option is always to try to sell the project to someone else. And in some cases, in some regions, we've actually had two of these cases in this second quarter, there's a local player that has a better capability and efficiency to develop that project than we have. Therefore, he's a better buyer and is in a better position to develop the project than we would be. So the first option is always to try to sell the project to someone else, typically a local developer. And if that's not the case, we move forward with the cancellation, with the recall, sorry.
Brett Piani here, just one additional comment. I think the most important criteria for us is what's the new expected profitability of the project given these new guidelines. So based on this, we take the decision, go or no go. The second decision that we weighed on is this aligned with our strategy? But I would say this is a second tier criteria. The first one is this a good project or not? And based on this, we're making the decision to recall or not those projects.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one. To ask a question, please press star then one. Finally, to ask a question, please press star then one. We're showing no further questions. At this time, I'd like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Carlos Piani for any closing remarks.
We know we're just in the early days of the restructuring process, but we're excited at the perspective of building again a great successful story. Since our arrival, we have had the privilege to finally recruit people that really make a difference. I think as a true team of owners is committed to results, and is in search of our client satisfaction, always acting in a simple manner and working with ethics above all. I'm sure that with this group, we will reach our targets and be once again the peer leader in the regions where we operate on a profitable manner and admired by all stakeholders, generating value to our shareholders. Thank you once again for attending our conference call of the second quarter of 2014. Have a nice day.
Thank you. This concludes today's PDG's second quarter 2013 results conference call. You may disconnect your lines at this time.